Tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans have fled the U.S. territory's struggling economy in recent years. While they mostly concentrate in traditional landing spots like New York and Florida, a number are venturing to the Midwest, where jobs in many places are more plentiful than people. It's a story by Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Aylworth. Aaron, what's happening?
So basically, you know, there is this shortage of workers. Unemployment rates across the country are really low. And so companies, particularly manufacturers, and a lot of them in the Midwest, are looking for people to fill their jobs. And they haven't been able to find them locally. They've had trouble getting them through temporary visa programs. And so they've been turning to recruiters who are going to Puerto Rico and seeing, you know, who there might want a job. I mean, the island has been, you know, hit super hard by hurricanes. Its economy has not been doing well, and people there need work.
How are they recruiting in Puerto Rico?
Well, the one staffing company that I spoke with in detail, they actually do a lot of stuff through social media. So they'll make an Instagram post or a Facebook post that just has bare bones details, you know, hey, Puerto Rico, jobs in the U.S. It might give a tiny bit of guidance on, you know, like what you can expect to be paid, like $12 to $15 an hour. It may tell you like a state location. And then, you know, people come through that avenue and they will fill out a form. They'll get invited to a presentation in Puerto Rico, often I believe in San Juan, and they'll get details. And so for the workers that I wrote about, they're going to Sydney, Ohio to work in factories. They've ended up at Norcold, which makes refrigerators for the RV industry, and then also at Safeway Packaging, which does boxes. And so they get those kinds of details. They'll ultimately get an official job offer, and then the companies will help bring them over.
What are the other Midwest hotspots right now?
You've got a couple. So Ohio, obviously, Minnesota, Nebraska. I heard some about North Dakota. Pretty much, I think it's across the board.
What are relocation efforts like? Do they pay for them to fly over? I mean, they need a car
That's
when
right.
they get here. How does that work?
Well, so again, for the companies that I spoke with, they definitely help with airfare. They also try and help with your expenses once you get to town. So they might give you a month of rent. They might help you, you know, figure out what the temporary housing options are, the more permanent housing options. The town or city, I should say, city of Sydney that I visited, a lot of the community leaders came together to gather donations of furniture, of clothing, even of like basic household items, cleaning items, that kind of thing, to get people set up. They hosted welcome dinners to introduce people around, to let them know who their local officials were, you know, whether it was council members or, you know, the police force, church leaders, that kind of thing. And I think even at one point, you know, they realized that the workers were having trouble getting to work because it's not like they could bring a car with them. So they even set up some carpooling systems to help figure that out.
That's impressive. We're speaking with Aaron Aylworth, Midwest correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Her piece is called In Need of Workers, The Midwest Recruits from Puerto Rico. That has to be some sort of culture shock, though, leaving the island life.
You know, it definitely is. I mean, if nothing else, right now it is winter in the Midwest, and it has been cold in recent weeks. So, you know, yes, that's a shock. The Puerto Ricans that I spoke with, you know, they, of course, joked about how many coats and how many pairs of pants they needed just to go outside.
Thanks, Aaron. Aaron Aylworth, Wall Street Journal, Midwest correspondent.